Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Matt Kissinger about the 2018 Red Rock Balloon Fest. All right, tell me about the 2018 Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest.
This is our eighth annual Balloon Fest. We're looking for hopefully some good weather to come up, and we had a great year last year, got all the flights off, and we're hoping for the same this year. And Friday night, we have live music on the beach. Saturday night, live music on the beach. We have events planned throughout the day. 5K, 10K run Saturday morning. We have a pancake breakfast if people want to come out and watch the race and have some pancakes on the beach. And all the funds from that race go to the local high school for their cross-country teams. They put on the event. All the parents of the cross-country teams, they organize and put the event on, and it's a good fundraiser for them and a very successful event at the Balloon Fest. The Balloon Fest itself this year, we have 32 balloons that will be there. We try to have them fly over the beach to entertain the crowd. Of course, it's always dependent upon the weather. But even if they don't fly, we want people to stay. It's a great time on the beach. We have live music. There's food vendors out there. A lot of fun family time, playing in the water, lots of boats out there. It's just an overall good experience for everybody to come out and enjoy what's going on out there. We are in our second year of a Mayor's Challenge, where we get the mayors of Pella and Knoxville. We have targets out there on the north side of the beach, and they whoever gets closest to the pin wins the event for their city. So it's just a lot of fun. Just with the mayors, and they like it. And again, we just welcome everybody to come out and have a great time.
What's the ideal weather scenario for getting the balloons out? Because like me, I can only imagine wind, but is there any other factors?
Sure, the heat has a lot to do with it. You don't want to get terrible heat drafts. You want to get some wind, but not too much. Interestingly, the winds are blowing at all different speeds at different altitudes. So we have what's called a balloon meister, and he's constantly watching the weather to determine if it's safe enough to launch. And they're looking for around 12 miles per hour. Anything over that starts to get a little risky for them because they cannot steer. They have to use the wind to get them to where they want to go. And that's when you see them going up and down, they're trying to get the different wind directions to take them over the targets. We have targets throughout the countryside that they have to hit and score points. And they actually use this event to and other events to take them to the Nationals. So they are competing when they're up there.
Who's all involved in getting the balloons up? Tell us a little bit about organizing that aspect of it and who's involved with getting the balloons.
Yeah, that's a great question. So they have a crew on the ground, and we use a lot of volunteers from the community. People will come out and say, hey, can I help? We do have balloonists that look for volunteers. So the volunteers come out, help them launch, and it's a whole process, and it's a lot of fun to watch. And even if you see them inflating their balloon, go and watch them. It's a lot of fun to watch it go up, and so the crew does that, and then the crew will drive around, follow them in the air, and they're watching the maps and trying to figure out where they're going to land and go get the balloon out of the field wherever they land.
Tell me about the Red Rock Lake Association and all the things that they do for the area.
Yeah, the Red Rock Lake Association has been in existence for 50 years. It was actually started before the lake was built. And the association is set up to work with the Corps of Engineers to help maintain the lake, or not maintain it, but create activities around the lake and support the community to do some of the things that the Corps of Engineers, it's not in their direction to do, such as you'll see some of the boat ramps that we have. Courtesy docks, we call them, that the Red Rock Lake Association started, or the fish cleaning stations, or just lots of things you see around the lake that are going on is a result of cooperation between the Army Corps of Engineers and the Red Rock Lake Association.
All right, one final time, give us a quick rundown of 2018 Lake Red Rock Balloon Fest.
Okay, it starts Friday, July 6th in the evening. We'll have live music on the beach starting at 6 o'clock. Each evening, we look to launch around 6:30, give or take the weather. We have a little bit of a window. And then Saturday morning, there's a 5K, 10K, a pancake breakfast. The Corps will do some events at the beach during the day to have people come out, some paddling, a butterfly safari. Again, Saturday night, live music starting at 6. And we will also have night close, which if we're not able to get up in the air to come and see the balloons light up at night, it's really spectacular on the beach. So come out. If they don't fly, we'd really love you to stay. Just stick around, have fun, enjoy the vendors, enjoy the night glow, and just come out and enjoy it. It's a great time.
Thanks to Matt Kissinger for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.